Hi, and welcome to this podcast. My name is Daniel Lee. My partner, Anda, and I have decided to try screen-free breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 days, starting from March 2nd to March 6th. Enjoy.
We've chosen 4 threads to reflect upon our experience during the challenge. These 4 threads are: how did your challenge remind you of the 16 things to stop doing? Which one in particular and why? Second thread is, what do you notice about active versus passive screen time? The third thread is, how did your experience with the challenge confirm or reject any of the findings here? Fourth thread is, do you control your technology or does your technology control you?
Thread number one, how did your challenge remind you of the 16 things you should stop doing? Which one in particular and why? According to the article about 16 things everybody should stop doing in order to be successful, it says that we should stop putting off what's most important. It says we should remember that we cannot lose another life than the one we are living now, or live another one than the one you're losing. This challenge made us realize that the most important thing in our lives, including the moments where we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is not our phones. It is the time you spend with your friends, family members, and the people you love. I explored this idea on day one when I said, there wasn't anything missing from today due to the challenge, except for the fact that I got to spend less time looking at my phone, which I actually felt good about. In fact, my parents also felt good about it since we got to talk about more things than we used to, such as school life, like IB stuff. Additionally, the article also states that we should stop being anywhere but here. As the article indicates, we should put the phone down, turn it off, and look up so that we can be with those around us. Having done this challenge for about 5 days, we were able to recognize the significance and the value of spending time with the people around us, and how different the experience was compared to the times where we mostly looked at our phones while eating. Being able to talk and laugh with the people around us when eating made us appreciate the value of being there with our friends and family members.
Thread number two, what do you notice about active versus passive screen time?
This challenge has also helped us understand why spending too much time on looking at the screen has negative side effects. After reading the article about benefits of active screen time, we noticed that all the activities we do with our phones while eating are passive, which means that we are passively consuming digital content with no thought, creativity, or interaction. We also realized that unlike active screen time, which helps us develop essential life skills such as self-regulation and creativity, passive screen time affects our physical health as well as our learning and creativity. We both think that it'd be better physically and mentally if teenagers, including us, spend less time looking at their phones and instead do more engaging activities, such as talking with friends, playing sports, and etc. To understand this idea better, let's listen to Daniel's Day 5 reflection. Looking back at times when I used to look at my phone for about 4 hours a day, I now know the importance of effectively using time, especially because I'm getting into IB, which requires people to well organize their time. I'm certain that I can complete this challenge for a whole month because I figured that I value relationship with friends and family more than just my phone, which means that I should rather talk and be with them instead of looking at my phone.
Threat number three, how do you experience with the challenge confirm or reject any of the findings here?
The findings being that teenagers are more willing to spend their time on phones and talking to people online than talking to people offline. This idea is debatable when you hear day 4 of Daniel's recording, when he talked about him communicating with his parents about university advising, IB, and general school stuff. It actually helped him talk with his parents about stuff that they would normally not talk about, and it wasn't hard for him. So I think it's not hard for teenagers to talk to people offline, or they would rather talk to people offline, is that they don't realize the benefits of talking to people online. And there's a new idea being that teenagers doesn't just talk to people online because they want to. It's that it really brings in more topics and variety. We can listen to Daniel's recording on day 2 and day 3 when he talked about his friends at lunch, discussing things that they saw on their phones when he was not able to use his phone. So it's kind of a tool for you to grab topics off online and then discuss it with your friends and have fun. So that's a part of the reason why teenagers are more inclined to look at their phones than talking to people offline. Whether it's a lack of topics or they just don't realize the benefits.
Threat number 4. Do you control your technology or does your technology control you?
I think to some extent, our technology does have a significant influence over us. And to illustrate this idea, let's listen to Daniel's day 1 recording. When he talked about his phone vibrating and him knowing that messages were sent to him, he couldn't help but try to look at his phone screen. He didn't do so, but it's the urge to take the action to look at your phone or just turn on the screen is understandable. The temptation for more information or for new topics, videos, is very big. But I think we still control our technology. We use it as a tool to grab information off the net that we can discuss with our friends. And we use it as a tool to acquire information, whether about academics or just news that are interesting, entertaining. So I'll say that largely we control our technology instead of the other way around. This will be the end of our podcast. After we have completed our challenge, we realize we're too reliant on our phones. We're way too dependent on social media and we should reduce our screen time or phone usage to become a more active communicator and engager with our friends. It is a more healthy lifestyle and it's doable. It might be a challenge at first, but slowly we have adapted to control our usage of electronics. Thank you for listening to our podcast and I hope you have a nice day.